This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's talk a little coal. Let's talk about energy here in Virginia with the Southern Environmental Law Center. You can learn a whole lot more online at southernenvironment.org. Sarah Rispin and Katie Wingfield join me live in studio. Sarah is a staff attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. She rejoins us on the program. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. And Katie is with the coordinator for the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition, and we want to talk about that and get more information about that. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. Sarah, let's start with a sort of an overview. I was talking earlier in the program about how burning coal in Virginia is sort of like, harvesting tobacco. It's just something so endemic with the Old Dominion. And when we think of Virginia, we think of coal fields. And, you know, Virginia still exports a whole lot of coal to South America, China. And
It actually has started exporting coal to China for the first time recently because it's gotten so valuable. Prices are going sky high, which is part of the reason that it's making it an increasingly expensive way of getting our electricity, and part of the reason that we need to think about moving into other ways of getting our electricity in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, but it is the traditional way of doing things here in Virginia. If we
Absolutely.
Want power, we dig this black stuff out of the ground and we burn it. I mean,
yep.
We've just been doing that for a long time. Right?
We've been doing it for a long time, and you know, most of the politicians in the state firmly believe that that's part of what makes Virginia attractive. We can have cheap energy because we have coal.
Right. And you see a lot of people, that's just become a huge political issue, even at a time when it would appear that most Americans are willing to embrace a certain level of green energy. And we certainly hear that talk coming out of the White House, that it's finally time to put some federal dollars and some public money behind a new way of thinking about energy.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, when we're moving on from our prior fight, our ongoing fight against the new and under construction plant out in Wise County that Dominion is building.
And that's a coal burning power plant.
That's a coal burning power plant.
And where is Wise?
Wise is in the far, far southwest corner of Virginia in the Appalachian region.
So hello, Tennessee. It's down there.
Yes, it's very, very close to Tennessee. And we were shocked because of where the rest of the country is moving and because of the growing awareness you mentioned about the costs of using fossil fuels and especially the costs of using coal, the toll it's taking on our global well-being, to hear the Old Dominion Electric Cooperative, ODEC, announce that they were going to be building a new power plant in Surry County, what we're calling the Hampton Roads Power Plant, that was going to be 1,500 megawatts. That would be the largest coal plant in Virginia.
Wow.
And they announced that last December, and my first reaction was, hey, have they not gotten the memo? You know, Obama had just been elected, and it's clear that this country is finally cleaning up its act. It's, you know, we dropped the ball for the last 8 years on doing anything about global warming, and now we're moving. There's an important bill going through Congress, but ODEC is still trying to do things the old way, and they think that the best way is what you said. It's a tradition here in the Commonwealth,
so
burning coal.
Sarah Rispin is a staff attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center, online at southernenvironment.org. Sarah, what do you say to the people who are listening who truly believe in their heart, you know, drill, baby, drill, what's wrong with coal? This is the way we've always done it. You're just one of those crazy liberals who doesn't like smoke. But at the end of the day, this is good for business, and what's good for business is the way we should go.
I would say a couple things. It's not good for business. It's not good for Virginians. And it's not cheap anymore. Power from new coal plants is increasing in cost all the time. And the cheapest way of getting our energy is through energy efficiency. And a lot of people think that that's this sort of, you know, holier-than-thou thing that environmentalists are trying to impose on them, until they start to learn about energy efficiency and how much money it can save them, and how, you know, we save The average homeowner can go get an energy audit in most other places, complements of their local utility, unfortunately not yet in Virginia, and find out how to save about 30% of their electricity costs. I'd like my bills cut by 30% every month. I'm sure there are a lot of people who would. And then the same thing happens to what we're using as a state. Our electricity use goes down by 30%, and we don't have to build these new coal plants. And because it costs 2 to 3 cents a kilowatt hour instead of about 10 to 12 cents a kilowatt hour for new coal, that makes the overall energy mix in Virginia cheaper, and it keeps us competitive. It makes us a good place to do business going into the future. And one of the, you know, the high tech is important to Virginia's future. We have Google server farms here. We have a major high tech corridor in Northern Virginia that are all huge. You know, they use a lot of electricity to run all those servers. And then our traditional industries, Reynolds Metal, manufacturing cigarettes, all those use a lot of electricity. And it's the Commonwealth's best bet is to keep that electricity cheap, and the best way of doing that is through energy efficiency.
So it's good for the marketplace, it's good for business to have cheaper energy, mm-hmm. and coal, the old traditional way of doing it, is actually now becoming the more expensive way of doing it.
Yep.
And yet we still see industry pushing for these new coal-burning power plants.
Yep. Well, the reason they're pushing for it, it's what they know, and it's what makes them the most money.
Because they're set up to burn coal.
They're set up to burn coal.
That's their MO. This is what we do.
That's what they know how to do. And a lot of the folks in the utilities in the industry don't trust the idea of energy efficiency. They think it's, you know, oh, tell people to turn the lights off when they leave the room, or
a Jimmy Carter thing. Everybody turn the thermostat down and put on a sweater.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This idea that it's some sort of personal virtue and people are going to get tired of it quickly, and you know, and electricity use will go back up. But that's not where the game is at all anymore. You know, in most states in this country, you can call up your local utility, have them come into your house, look around, find out if there's air leaking out your windows, your doors, if there are holes in your AC vents, crawl up into your crawl spaces, wrap those AC vents for you, change out your lighting, talk to you about where you're basically throwing money out the window.
But they're not doing that here in Virginia. They don't really want you to.
They really don't want, you know.
They don't want to cut your bill by a third.
Once they come in and do that, then your bill is cut by a third, and that's permanent, and that's something that the homeowner can rely on, or the business owner if they get the energy audit, and the utility can rely on it. But they don't trust it, or they want to say they don't trust it because it's not the way that they're familiar with making money.
Sarah Rispin is a staff attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center. We're also joined live in studio by Katie Wingfield, who's the coordinator for the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition, which is exactly what?
Our coalition is made of 5 member organizations. We have the Southern Appalachian Mountain Stewards, who is a local organization in Southwest Virginia, right around Wise County. We have the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, who is a regional organization who works on global warming. We have Appalachian Voices, who is a regional organization that works in the Appalachian region on stopping the destructive practice of mountaintop removal mining.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we have the Sierra Club, the national group.
I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have the Southern Environmental Law Center. And then we're joined by many other partner organizations as well.
So, Katie, tell us about this proposed new coal-burning power plant down in Surry County. It seems to make headlines all the time. And Sarah was saying this would be the biggest coal-burning power plant in Virginia, right west of the biggest city in Virginia, which is Virginia Beach. And so you know where all that that pollution would go. It would go right over into throughout Tidewater, I guess.
Right. Not to mention that this coal plant is proposed in a town of only 300 people on the main road. And this is a huge facility, and that's also not even to mention the new railroads are going to have to build, the coal trucks, and the lights that are going to be on 24/7 in a very small community.
Yeah. So what are the prospects, you think, of remind us again who wants to build that, and what's the latest on the proposal?
Sure. The utility that wants to build this is Old Dominion Electric Cooperative. That's a cooperative made of 11 member cooperatives, 9 in Virginia, 1 in Delaware, and 1 in Maryland. And right now, they have submitted a pre-permit to the Department of Environmental Quality, and they still seek the authority from the local governing body, which is the town of Dendron. They have not submitted a request.
Dendron, I know where that is. Dendron, oh, right. Ivor, Zunai. If you ride the Surrey Ferry over from Williamsburg, right, and there you are.
And that is where this coal plant is proposed, in that very small town that if you blink your eyes, you're gone.
Yeah, and not many people live over there. I mean, that's
297 people.
So this town would be the coal-burning power plant.
Right, absolutely. I mean, basically could... I don't want to say wipe out the town, but it is a huge facility for
a very small town. This is what Dendron would become, would be this huge, the largest coal-burning power plant in Virginia. We're talking with Katie Wingfield of the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition. The website is wiseenergyforvirginia.org. What's been the reaction down in Hampton Roads to this proposal?
Hampton Roads is pretty upset. They're already in non-attainment. They are concerned about the Chesapeake Bay. We're working to clean that up, and it doesn't make sense that we're going to build a new coal plant and try to clean up the bay. That's just going to add a ton of pollution, and 118 pounds of mercury a year emitted from this coal plant.
Yeah, and of course, folks, you know, I've talked about this many times on this program. There's a very significant study that was done in Texas that shows the downwind of coal-burning power plants. The incidence of autism is four times higher in the plumes downwind of coal-burning power plants because of the mercury. I mean, let's admit it. It's because of all the heavy metals and the crap that's in the air that these things just pump into the air 24/7. It's just amazing. So, Katie, what are the chances you think that any efforts to stop this new plant would be successful?
I think we're in very good shape right now. Because of our work that we did in Wise County, the Commonwealth has become more aware of the dangers of coal today. We're seeing overwhelming participation from the citizens, and that's in Surrey County, Hampton Roads, and across the state for the many reasons why coal is bad. And that goes, you know, from the whole entire life cycle, the mountaintop removal coal mining all the way to burning and fly ash.
Yeah.
So people are aware, concerned, and if you go down to Surrey County, you will see that the local citizens have yard signs that are black and in white letters say no coal plant. Hundreds of yard signs, wow, lining the main road.
And Sarah, folks here in Central Virginia should know that when they look at the Blue Ridge Mountain and see that hazy fog that looks like in the middle of summer, you think that's sunshine or something to do with the sunshine, that's pollution in the air from coal-burning power plants in the Ohio River Valley. Is that not right?
And from across the southeast, and from our own coal plants in Virginia. In fact, across the southeast, our national parks are burdened with low visibility, high smog levels because of what's pouring out of those coal-fired power plants.
Yeah, I mean, the Blue Ridge sort of catches all that pollution mm-hmm. here in the east mm-hmm. and sort of holds on to it. And you go on the west side of the Blue Ridge and see all those dying trees.
Yes, we're killing them. The acid deposition from the NOx and SOx that is coming out of the smokestacks of these power plants is terrible for the trees. And I think the thing that people have to understand is that the environmentalists are not just talking about trees. We're talking to, if it's that bad for the trees, it's that bad for the animals around there. It's that bad for us.
Yeah. Sarah Rispin is a staff attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center. We're also talking with Katie Wingfield of the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition. We'll give you the websites in just a minute. Margo is on line one. If I could ask you all to put on the headphones so you can hear Margo. Margo, thank you so much for calling. You're on with Sarah and Katie. You go right ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very good.
Okay. Let's see. My question is, if not coal, then what? Wind and solar are not going to do it. And the administration is against nuclear. How are we going to light our lights?
See, and that is a fantastic question. So, you know, I think we're all smart enough to get to the point where we can recognize that burning this crap is killing us. I mean, let's admit it. And, you know, we didn't know that 100 years ago, but we know it now.
Right.
So then what next? I mean, what do we do? I mean, is she right when she says that, you know, the wind and the solar is not going to cut it, that our energy needs are just too high and we're not prepared to replace coal with these other things?
Well, I would agree that the Southeast as a region is really behind the eight ball on this issue because we depend for about 50% of our electricity on coal. But that should not be confused with the idea that we have to always depend on coal for 50% of our electricity. What we need to do right now is push the pause button on coal, and we can. And in answering the caller's question specifically, our best resource at the moment is energy efficiency. We had a major study done of the energy efficiency potential in Virginia last year. We can provide for up to 27% of our electricity needs by 2025 just through cost-effective energy efficiency. That means those measures I was talking about before. If the utilities took their money and their attention and their engineering skills and their relationships with their customers and turned all of that and plowed that into energy efficiency, we could cut our electricity use and absolutely stop the need for any new coal plants at the moment while we work on renewables, while we work on what we call distributed energy. And the point of that
is...
Like wind and solar. A lot of people will say that we can't do wind and solar in Virginia. We can only do a little wind in the mountains of southwestern Virginia on ridgetops. And, you know, we have rain, we have sun. This is going to be intermittent power. But we have vast potential across the state. And I think there's something like 20% of our electricity needs could be met through wind and solar that is generated from people's houses. If they put up wind turbines, if they put solar panels on their roofs, if they use solar hot water. Also, geothermal is a very important source of energy for us. It's a different kind of energy investment than the utilities are used to. It's a different kind of, and it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of incremental action. But we, as you said, coal is killing us, and that's the kind of hard work we need to do. And if the utilities really want to do those big showy projects where they put something tall up in the air that everybody can see, we have vast potential for offshore wind power in this state. And unlike the Surrey plant, ODEC is saying that the Surrey plant is needed because of the growth of the Hampton Roads region and because of the growth of Richmond. And it's nearby and it will be convenient for getting energy to those regions. But if we do offshore wind, there couldn't be anything more convenient than putting one big line that goes straight to our coastal communities.
Yeah, that's one thing I've never understood, why we don't have an offshore wind farm. It's the perfect place. Virginia is the perfect state to have a big offshore wind farm, which are very common in other places around the world, and then just run that line right into Hampton Roads.
Well, the answer is that the technology is evolving. It's become radically cheaper in recent years. It's the second cheapest form of energy after energy efficiency.
Right.
And people didn't realize they could do it quite as cheaply and quite as easily before. The other thing is that there were a lot of environmental concerns with wind power for a long time. A lot of those problems are being solved. And they're doing utility-scale offshore wind projects using the same wind stream that we have off the coast of Virginia in Delaware right now. The backers of that were very savvy about working with the people of Delaware to understand it wouldn't ruin their beaches, it wouldn't ruin their views, they wouldn't be able to see it from shore, and that it would be a reliable source of power. And now we need to convince Virginians of that.
Sarah Rispin is a staff attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center, and Katie Wingfield is with the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition. Margot, thank you so much for the call. The websites are southernenvironment.org and wiseenergyforvirginia.org. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.